My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Browns Vikings Saturday, 4:25. You'll hear it here on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. Mary Kay, she'll be at the stadium covering all the ins and outs and what have yous. And she was at joint training camp. I went downstairs yesterday to leave after the Cleveland Browns preview show, Tone. Guess who was still typing away? 8 o'clock last night. Come on. Mary Kay Cabot. She joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. She was pounding away at the keys, rubbing her hands like an evil villain, waiting on the next syllable to come to her head before she typed it in there. The wonderful stories, and now she joins us.
Well,
hello,
Mary
Kay.
I got to ask you then flat out, how many words per minute can you type?
Ooh, good question. Oh,
I have no idea, but I'm actually still typing away right now as we speak. So so that's okay. I can talk and type at the same time.
Is there a story? Is there a bombshell that's about to drop here, Mary Kay?
No, I'm just putting out the update that Mike Hall suffered a stinger in practice yesterday. That's what we found out today from the team. And so that's basically what I'm just about to tweet out.
Were you surprised he was at the building yesterday, and then even more surprised or less surprised that he practiced?
I was a little bit surprised that he practiced. I sort of felt that they could give it a day, just let this thing sit for a minute and gather their more information, maybe give Mike a chance to be in the building without going out to practice, talk to him, spend some time, have your security people spend some time or even more time than they had already before they put him out there. But they're proceeding as though you're innocent until proven guilty. And basically that was the premise, that it's football as usual until they find out that it's something different.
Who makes the call on whether or not he is able to practice?
I'm sure that's an organizational decision. I don't think that's something that Kevin Stefanski would decide on his own in a legal matter like this. This is governed by your legal people, and even everything that you say is governed by that. So I think that's one of the reasons why Kevin Stefanski would pretty much say nothing yesterday except for, we're going to let the legal process play out.
Speaking of that, it would seem, Mary Kay, that not only is Avon PD investigating the Browns, in their original statement said they are investigating. Well, now the NFL, we know for a fact, is definitely doing their investigation. So do you think this is just a matter of all three of those or one of those playing out before we find out his eligibility?
it's a matter of course of, that the NFL would do their own investigation in a situation like this. There's no way that they're going to let there be a report that their player put a gun to the head of a female and threatened to kill her without doing their own investigation. So that was from day one, always going to be part of the process. And, of course, he faces league suspension. He faces legal action. But none of this has been decided yet. Of course, it's still in the hands of the police and the prosecuting attorney and his attorneys. So we don't know where this is going to go yet. And I think it's just a matter of time.
Mary Kay, do the Browns have any kind of a gun policy that they promote with their players? Did that come up over the last few days when it comes to this situation?
No, I don't know if they have a gun policy per se, but certainly there are safe ways to own and use a gun and legal ways. And if this was true, certainly this is a very, very egregious and serious, serious thing. It's a serious allegation, and it's something that everybody needs to be very judicious and careful about as we move forward. And again, I think that's another reason why, you know, maybe they could have pumped the brakes on practice a little bit yesterday and just given this a little bit more time.
If he admits to what is in that police report, is he off the team? Is that obvious?
Well, I don't know if he will admit to what's in that police report. I don't know that he's going to do that. But certainly if he is found guilty of doing the things that are in the police report and that he has been charged with, I would think that it would be, they would have to think long and hard about keeping him on the team.
Should Barry have spoken yesterday instead of Kevin Stefanski?
Actually, I'm going to say yes on that. I think that would have been a good idea. Because in this matter, it transcends Kevin Stefanski. So I don't think it would have been a horrible idea for Andrew Berry to come out and answer those questions instead of Kevin.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Follow her on Twitter at Mary Kay Cabot. So was Brandon Ayuk, was he just a great big smokescreen for San Francisco and the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns? Were we never in the running? Were we ever in the running?
Well, the Browns, I know they had conversations with San Francisco about Brandon Ayuk. It doesn't mean that it got close, but there were discussions that took place. So that, you know, that doesn't mean that they were not interested. They were interested. But it's a complicated situation, and I think as we move forward, more things will come to light about this. I've seen reports that he didn't want to play here, and I don't think that's necessarily accurate, at least not in the sense of just at face value like that. But he had his preferences on where he wanted to go, and Pittsburgh was certainly one of those, and he also wanted to stay in San Francisco. So I think he's shaping this process to turn out the way that he wants it to.
Mary Kay Cabot with us right now on the hotline. Do you think the Browns regret that Amari Cooper's name was out there and that he took to social media?
You know, I don't know about that at this point. I'm sure nobody would have wanted that to be out there like that. But I think that everyone understands this is a business. Amari held out of all of OTAs, and he held out of Browns' mandatory minicamp.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
To get what he wanted, right? So this is a business. The Browns did not hold that against him. They knew that he was out there trying to get the most money or the most guaranteed money that he could for this season. They maintained their affinity for Amari Cooper throughout that process. And so when it goes the other way and perhaps his name was discussed, and again, I know that the 49ers wanted Amari Cooper. Do we know for sure that the Browns offered him? Well, that's a report that came out of NBC Bay Sports area that the Browns offered Amari Cooper and a second round pick and a fifth round pick. The Browns, maybe they'll come out and say, oh, we didn't offer Amari Cooper. I don't know about that. But I do think that, that Amari Cooper might end up having to give the Browns the same grace that the Browns gave him when he held out of some very important practices.
Mary Kay, Denzel back in protocol here. This is a touchy issue because it's been, what, I think almost five times now. Considering how concerned is the organization about his overall health and long-term health with this football team?
Well, anytime you have multiple concussions, there has to be concern about that. There has to be discussions about that. I know that Denzel has done a lot of research on concussions. Even last year against the Chiefs in the preseason finale when he suffered what was his fourth one at that time, he said that he still wasn't worried about it. Even this year, he said he didn't think he wanted to wear the Guardian cap during games this season. It felt kind of heavy for him. He had one on when he suffered this, what we think could be a concussion. They haven't said it's a concussion yet. Sometimes you can land in the protocol, and it's not necessarily a concussion. They could be observing you, watching you, seeing if you develop any other symptoms. So we don't know for sure that this is his fifth one yet. We do know he is in the protocol. But if it is his fifth concussion, and I do think that it needs to be dealt with very seriously, and they have to have a lot of conversations about how to proceed, and maybe he will have to wear the Guardian cap during the game. But I certainly don't think that Denzel is anywhere near close to hanging it up because of these concussions.
Does that offensive line look with their new head coach, their new offensive line coach, that Bill Callahan is no longer there?
Well, they've had some issues on the offensive line because they're waiting for Jed Wills to come back. And I wrote about this a little bit today in the What Happened on day 13 of Browns training camp. It's been somewhat of an issue throughout camp, especially since Myles Garrett returned to camp and really has been wreaking havoc on some of the, on the backup tackles. So, yeah, it's an issue right now. They have to find someone who's going to play left tackle for them against the Cowboys and play it well against Micah Parsons and that aggressive attacking defense. Mike Zimmer, former head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, Kevin Stefanski's boss, coming in here on September 8th, and they're going to be ready to roll. So everybody else on the Cleveland Browns has to be ready to go as well. And we just don't know yet what's happening with Jed Wills. But I will say this. Kevin Stefanski said yesterday that he's getting close and working very hard. But I also watched DeJuan Jones, who had the torn MCL surgery in the same month as Jed. He's still working his way back. He still is not 100% himself just yet. And people, I think, were giving him a hard time yesterday for some of the way that he played. But I'll tell you what.
Daryl Ryder did. Just say Daryl. I'll say Daryl. You don't have to do it. I'll do it.
I didn't know it was Daryl. I've seen or heard a few things. But
I'm going after him.
When you come off of a surgery, DeJuan, you have to give him credit for getting back out there as soon as he did. He was practicing already in OTAs, and we haven't seen Jed yet. But I remember talking to DeJuan in OTAs, and he was saying, yeah, you know, I might be starting to be myself somewhere around, you know, maybe June, whatever. So he's out there trying to look like himself, but it takes time to come back from these surgeries.
Do you think that some of us are using Bill Callahan as a security blanket in the media that cover this football team, that talk about this football team? It's like, hey, man, he's a really good coach. I mean, zero disrespect to him, but it's not like you have to move on at some point. He's a human, and he was going to go coach with his son. I have to find a new way to go forward here, don't I?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to think that Bill Callahan is the only amazing offensive line coach in the NFL, that's ridiculous. He was great, and he will always be great, and he arguably is the best in the NFL. But George Warhop was here. He's amazing. I still have guys that really talk about George all the time. Andy Dickerson, who's here now, has a great, great reputation. He learned a lot from Bill Callahan. So I think what we're seeing when we look out at the offensive line right now, we are seeing one tackle on the right side, as I mentioned, who's coming off of a torn MCL and had surgery. And we are looking over at the left side, and we are seeing your like third or fourth string offensive tackle in James Hudson, who, by chance, hasn't always had the easiest time against Myles Garrett, and who can? I mean, the Vikings left tackle yesterday did not have an easy time with Myles Garrett, and he's really, really good, Christian Darrisaw. So I think we have to take these things for what they really are and be realistic about what we're looking at.
George Warhop just hired by the Ravens, by the way, because their previous offensive line coach in the hospital with an illness right now. So something to monitor when you get ready to look at the Ravens offensive line later on. Mary Kay, real quick, right now, who would be your third quarterback on this football team, Tyler Huntley or DTR?
You know, I'm just going to say DTR right now. I think DTR had a really nice game. I know the Browns really like him. They were so excited about him when they drafted him. And Huntley could do some really cool things for you. I've even mentioned that. Wouldn't it be cool or nice if they could find some way, other way to use him on returns or as a part-time running back or some kind of a gadget player? But I don't know if that'll happen or not, but a team might come calling for Huntley and maybe you can get a draft pick out of him.
Mary Kay, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week. All the best.
Sounds good. Thanks.
The outstanding Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!